The Frogcast.
Ernest Masturbator. He is a tyrant gay.
That's because people like me when I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, suck these jeans.
Oh, yeah, you don't need to be colorful.
Yes, you know what time it is. You may not recognize that song because it's brand new. We have our own theme song thanks to Wakas, who also made our soundboard back in the day. So thank you very much. This is your Ear Rapist, Ben. We have the whole crew here. Super blogger Vince.
That's me.
Future NFL Hall of Famer Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Microphone Mike Michelson.
Microphone Mike Michelson.
No one's going to get that joke if we just introduce it.
That was pre-frog test.
Yeah.
Basically, Brad is a roadie that only specializes in microphones. And his name is Microphone Mike Michelson.
We decided.
We made Brett gather the mics today, and we decided he was infamous roadie Microphone Mike Michelson.
Don't touch those mics, bro. That's Microphone Mike Michelson's job. Hey, I heard you touching my mics. Don't fucking touch my mics.
He's got one of those Madonna like head mics on at all times.
While talking into a regular mic. Yeah.
He's walking down the street. People stop and stare.
Hey, that's Microphone Mike Michelson. Dude, he was on tour with Def Leppard and Led Zeppelin and all of them.
At the same time.
All right. Well, we got to do our sponsor.
Yeah.
Spot 2.
AdamandEve.com.
Yeah. Hey, fellas. Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom?
Sure. Or ladies.
Who isn't?
Right?
We have a couple lady listeners.
Well, you know what? If you've been fantasizing about surprising your mother with an adventurous new toy or adult movie, in time for Mother's Day, get your mom.
You know what? Open up her horizons.
Get your mom a big old dildo. Just go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time, you'll get 50% off just about any item. Oh, but that's not all. When you select your item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs. Just enter the promo code FROT. That's right, FROT. FROT.
Hey, Vince.
Yes?
Can I go there after I spit in a cop's butthole?
You sure can.
All right.
A cop? Why a cop?
Because they like it.
So he can fit his brand new dildo from AdamandEve.com?
Yeah, I heard they don't even taste like my uncle's dick.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Brendan really likes these spots, so.
All right. Well, go to
I imagine there's a tube of your uncle's dick essence in some factory somewhere.
Somewhere. We've been looking for it for a long time. If anybody finds it, let me know.
Not only will you get 3 free DVDs, you'll get an extra gift and free shipping.
Boom.
But only if you use the promo code FROT. Otherwise, off the table.
Bro. Otherwise, it's double price.
Double price.
All right. AdamandEve.com, promo code FROT. So thanks, AdamandEve.com.
It's with one T.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one T. It's not like Hot Goss, which has 2 T's.
Speaking of, we are going to have some Hot Goss tonight.
That's right.
We are going to have Joe King.
No, Joe King.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Joe King.
Oh, now everyone's disappointed.
Just,
forever.
But we got Laramie.
We got Laramie.
I mean, don't. I know.
TV star. TV yeah. star Laramie.
I know that's a far cry, but, you know, we got Laramie. He'll be here. Whatever.
All right.
And we're going to talk some Avengers, maybe some Dark Shadow, because we both saw Dark Shadow.
You know, there's news going on. Like, Vince, I don't know if the world is aware, but the big fans of Kristen Stewart are not big fans of yours.
That's right. Here, I'll play you guys the clip so you can hear what I was making fun of, because I don't think I'm crazy on this one. I'm pretty sure that Snow White and the Huntsman looks like
people on Twitter disagree. The people on Twitter disagree. And they have voiced their opinion.
She comes out of milk, though. She's like a milk witch.
Yeah. That's what she, that's what
that
she
sounds
is.
Delicious.
It's the milk witch. It is. Oh, no. The milk witch is back.
I want a milk witch.
She's in.
Have one?
She's enchanted my scones.
Man, milk witch sounds heck of good. Where do I sell those across the street, milk witch?
All right. Here's the clip. I think a lot of it will come through on the audio. That's the falling.
Hold on. Was that someone vomiting?
No, that was the.
They're vomiting milk. They tried to do the gallon milk trick.
She made some stalactites fall down from the ceiling, and instead of just, you know, stabbing people with the stalactites that she controls that are on the ceiling of a castle for some reason.
That's where they go.
She made them form into little demon dudes. And then,
what? That's so much cooler.
That's just forming into dudes right now.
Stuff's going on.
Thor killed it. And then now the queen's going to talk.
And avenge your father, who was too weak to raise his soul.
This is old Kristen Stewart face.
That's something.
Such a Kristen Stewart
that
face.
It wasn't a lot of audio, so you'll have to
come forth and avenge your father.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I killed him like I would in every movie ever.
No! Did you do the audio, the voiceovers?
Yeah,
for
I was
that?
The ADR guy for that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nice work.
Yeah.
You and Microphone Mike Michelson just killing it.
Well, he set up my equipment for me.
Killing it in the booth.
Yeah. And so, like, I got someone on Twitter. It was like, it turned out to be the Swath, the Snow White and the Huntsman fan site. Was
I always
like,
want to know who's running these things.
Yeah. So they tweeted, like, check out this guy, like, hating on everything.
If you thought people could hate something more than this, I don't know.
Yeah. And so I look at the Twitter feed, and it's got, like, 3,500 followers. And I'm thinking, like, this movie hasn't come out yet. How does it have a fan club with 3,500 Twitter followers?
Because it probably just tweets anything to do with any news release to do with the movie.
Also, I sign up all 12 of my cats anytime Kristen Stewart's involved. Mittens, Kissy McKissington,
Hugh Jackman. So I looked it up, and you know, of course, it's just like
I just had a great mental picture of Brett coming home and like the kitty like rushing up against him. Oh, Hugh Jackman. You never let me down, Hugh Jackman.
He's pantomiming
you
petting a cat.
Make me happy, Hugh Jackman.
And so it's, you know, it's basically just anything. I think someone thought they were going to get a jump on starting the first fan site for this movie because they knew Kristen Stewart was in it.
We're going to corner the market on loneliness.
Yeah. And so I went to the... I went to the fan site, and my favorite part is it's got like the Enchanting Beauty banner, like with Kristen Stewart under it. And then the first, like the headline is in all caps, "For the Discernible Fan," which is amazing because I know they meant discerning as in choosy, but they actually accidentally said discernible as in like we are recognizable as fans.
Yeah.
And
I think the fans of this movie actually are quite discernible.
Yeah. No, it's best because like
look out
it's
for the morbidly obese women with Twilight shirts on. It's very discernible.
It's perfectly true and totally by accident. That's what I love about it.
Don't mix up words with an ascot wearing Columbia grad because he will shove those words right in your butthole.
All over your shit, English language.
We are discernible. We are not choosy, but we are clearly recognizable as fans.
We are not choosy.
Our standards are quite low.
We're not choosy, but we're easily spotted.
Exactly.
So you think they should be the discernible, or I don't even know how to... Yeah, I don't even know.
You're out of your element, Ben.
I am. God, that's...
Tread water, quickly.
I did not get a degree in words like you. The discerning, discernible
discerning
fan.
Means, you're choosy.
It's for the discerning, discernible fan.
Yeah, Yeah, discerning means choosy. Discernible just means able to be seen.
And recognized easily.
Yeah. Exactly.
Perfect. We'll be in the tents with T-shirts. Before the movie, camping out.
Very big T-shirts, possibly blankets, maybe some shawls.
I just wear the tent.
Have you noticed that middle-aged women that fancy themselves artsy always wear big black shawls with tassels on them?
Yeah. I went to art school, dude. It was you get 4 or 5 of those.
Is this a bit?
Class. No, just life, man.
You guys ever notice this? What's the deal with that?
Hey, man, what's the deal? You ever drawing a squirrel and your dang old pencil breaks? This is worse, man.
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal? Oh, speaking of what's the deal, sorry to sidetrack this a little bit. I read...
Sidetrack away.
I got caught up on... I'm a big fan of Kindle singles. I love those. And a guy wrote one who wrote for Seinfeld for a season. He's actually the guy that you'd recognize from Dumb and Dumber, who goes, "Get off the phone," and then punches through.
That's Fred Stoller, right?
Fred Stoller, yes. Yeah. And, man, that sounded like a miserable place to work. It just sounded like the most, like, how do I put it?
Wait, Seinfeld?
Yeah. Well, it just sounds like everyone who wrote, including Larry and Jerry, were just, like, the ultimate, like, self-loathing, like, it sounded so miserable. It just sounded like the most, like, neurotic, insane workplace, hostile, everything.
Was he writing about working there?
Yeah, it's called like My Seinfeld Year, I think. And he actually he came up with a couple like somewhat famous storylines. He had the one where Kenny Bonilla was like, you know, the suit, he's too big. I got huge, you know, and then that one. So he actually,
I remember that one.
He had an impact on the series, I think. But yeah, it just sounded like a really fucking miserable place to work. I recommend picking it up. I think it's called My Seinfeld Year. It's Fred Stoller, Stoller. But yeah, it's pretty good.
I've heard him on a couple other podcasts.
The Fucks a Kindle single, is that like the essay?
You know, it's just kind of like long form journalism. You usually buy them for like $1 on the Kindle store.
Yeah, it's like a big chunk of a magazine if it were in a magazine.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent to like a really long, you know, like good long form article.
So people are still doing that reading stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, cool story, bro.
Brendan, you're mic 4, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I was trying to adjust your levels.
Don't touch this microphone, Mike Michelson's job.
Fucking union rules, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're going to get fined for that.
Yeah. Step away. All right, well, let's. You want to get Bernsey on?
Let's get Bernsey on for some hot goss.
All right, fine.
And it's the gay marriage edition because big news.
Oh, I forgot. I accidentally muted the ringing
sound effect. No. What's the point of Skyping then?
Hang up and palm again.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear us all right?
Can you hear me all right? That's what matters.
We can.
We're concerned that you don't have Skype set up because when you're getting all the international calls from around the world bringing in the hottest goss, I want to make sure that you're getting all of that information. I don't want you to lose any of it.
I'm actually on location right now. That's why it wasn't working.
Oh, what location are you on?
I'm at the world's biggest gay gangbang.
Who is that? Who's putting that on?
Mood somber?
Everyone, I've never seen so many people this excited before. I mean, there's just astralude flying everywhere.
Okay.
Were you sent there for to do some reporting, or what's
John Travolta is dressed like Dr. Octopus right now.
Is he like Dr. Octo Dill?
Oh, I think that's a busman's holiday for Bernsey.
He just cannot get enough dick in his hands. It's amazing.
So does he have it?
Robot claws.
Yeah, so they're all filled. So it's 10.
No, it's 8.
8.
It's 8.
Okay.
And his feet. He's got like monkey feet. He's just grabbing dick with everything.
I did not know that about him. That's like, again, he always, the thing about Bernsey, when he brings us the hottest goss, you know, he leads with something, and then oftentimes you get a sub scoop that's, you know, arguably a bigger story than what he started with.
That's how dialed he is to the goss world, is just, he just sees things like this, and it's breaking to us, but to him it's just like, yeah, whatever. John Travolta's got monkey feet. He's got cocks in it.
If I had known to you, or that to you, the most important part of that story was that John Travolta has monkey feet and he jerks people's dicks off with his monkey feet, I would have led with that. But to me, that's just, you know, that's like the sky's blue.
That's, yeah. It's old. It's old hat for you, for an old gossip hound like you. So I'm told this is a... you know, this is a same sex wedding themed edition of Hot Goss. You know, we got the gay weddings being struck down in North Carolina.
Can we play his theme song, please?
Oh, right.
God,
I'm sorry.
Damn it!
I got lost when we had those technical difficulties earlier.
Yeah, it was very.
Here's this Hot Goss theme.
Now you guys are hanging up on me. This is ridiculous.
You hung up on us, man.
I didn't hang up on anybody. I was excited to hear my theme song because all we've been listening to for the last 5 hours is LMFAO.
Is there like an MC or a host or something of this big gay gangbang?
There's not a host. They're like kind of switching everybody in and out now, like the Oscars. But Samantha Robinson's been playing on her little Apple computer because she's a DJ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hoping Danny Masters shows up at some point.
Is this called a gay bang, or is that crazy talk?
I don't even know if it has a name. There's just gay people get. I mean, Obama said we have to get gay married now, so that's what everybody's doing.
It was a mandate from the top.
Yeah. We all have to do it now.
From the top. Oh my God, that's glorious. That's really good. Is that you?
It's
like two entendres in one.
No, that was microphone Mike Michelson. gave me that one. So Bernsie, I know. All right, so we have John Travolta in the news. You said that he has monkey feet. That's a big story. Also, Vidal Sassoon recently passed. I don't know.
That's a shame.
I don't know.
He was definitely my second favorite Beastie Boy.
Okay. I think that's something. Someone different. I thought that was Adam Yauch.
Yeah, he was my first favorite.
Okay. All right. As long as
Vidal Sassoon was the one with really nice hair.
It seems weird that the two of them would die in the same week.
Are you saying that there's a scandal brewing?
Well, I don't know. That seems like it would be more your department.
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay.
I heard that when it comes to MCA passing away, that it might involve third base, but I can't even get that far into it yet.
Wow, pop, pop goes the weasel indeed.
MC Search is up to something. Yeah. That's all I've heard.
That sounds like future goss.
That could be something we could get into. That's a whole new branch we could explore.
Sounds like hot speculation.
My Filipinos would have to become psychic, and I don't know if they can do that or not, because I'm not sending them to school.
No, definitely not. I mean,
psychic school is pretty expensive.
Well, not Miami.
Psychic school in Miami is pretty expensive.
80% of the people that graduate from Miami University are psychics. Fact.
Well, did they major in psychic?
Psychics.
That is where the Long Island Medium went to school, isn't it? Miami.
Man, what about Miss Cleo?
She's a cane.
Yeah.
The best psychics for the best price are Jamaican.
That is
pretty well known.
Miss Cleo is from L.A. And I remember because
I'm going to give you the bumble clock.
I remember my first year of college, the ads would always come on BET during the day when we were like before practice, and because you would have to answer in a serious way if that channel got changed from BET, let me tell you. But
did you ever do that by accident?
Yeah, what we would do is we'd do the thing on the – you know, on old TVs you could like delete a channel, so it'd skip over. I think BET was 41, so we figured out how to do that, but then they just reprogrammed it. But anyway, so –
What do you mean they?
You know what I mean by they.
How dare you?
The bees. So anyway, I remember one guy, he would swear up and down and be like, man – Miss Cleo from around the block, man. She used to live around the corner from me. She ain't from no Jamaica. Like, all this stuff. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever. You know, and then, like, a year later, it, like, turned out that actually was the truth.
Yeah. It does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Do you want your future to be red?
Call me now for your free reading.
She's in prison for, like, 30 years,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
What,
she got
really?
Thrown in jail, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Turns out you can't scam people out of money.
Oh, is that... What?
What if you're using your mind, though?
Wait, what do you mean? She can't provide psychic readings over...
They were doing something that was illegal. I don't remember.
Was it like some sort of thing like Girls Gone Wild where she takes your credit card information and then she doesn't let you stop paying?
It might have been something like that. I don't remember. We'll have Brendan do his in his crack news team look this one up.
It's amazing to me that those people just can't...
They can't even avoid it.
Well, the Enzyte people, the Girls Gone Wild people, the Miss Cleo. It's like you're already selling something that doesn't exist. Like you're selling fucking rice flour in a pill and saying it makes your dick bigger. And
skin.
You're making literally millions and billion dollars of the year and you still have to like do credit card fraud on top of it? Jesus Christ.
Doesn't make any sense, does
it? They're already giving you money for nothing.
The story is the people who owned and promoted their company, they're in jail. She didn't get charged with anything. However, it is fun to note she is a lesbian.
Okay. That is, all right, we'll put that down. Hot goss.
Are you missing your
probably,
iPhone?
She's probably gay marrying the hell out of somebody right now.
Well, I mean.
Is she at the gay bang or no?
She's not in jail, so I assume she is, because everyone's here.
Here's the interesting thing about a psychic lesbian.
It's just really quiet. It's really quiet because everyone is so focused on the sex.
Psychic lesbians, excellent gaydar.
Oh, I hope that she uses that to her advantage.
I'm sure she does.
Why wouldn't she?
Burnsy,
I bet you like tree fingers.
So, Burnsy, what is the next item on the hot goss docket?
Well, you already brought up the celebrity deaths of the week, which are all equally tragic, depending on how they happen, because I don't pay attention to that stuff. Celebrity dies, and I got to take them off the board because we got to go after other celebrities. But we do know who the next celebrity that's going to die is.
Wow. And who is that?
Frankie Muniz.
Okay. I'm guessing, I know he's a big race car driver. I wouldn't be surprised if he went in a race car accident. Is that how he's going to go?
Well, that's a possibility. And another possibility is he's actually been getting into politics. I don't know if you know this or not, but he's running for office out in Arizona.
I did not hear that.
So there's a chance that maybe he's going to piss somebody off and get off that way. But I don't think it's going to be either of those. I think he's actually going to be fucked to death tonight.
Okay. Interesting.
It's weird that you seem certain about his death but unclear on the method.
I just saw him. He's having sex with five guys at once right now.
Okay.
Does he also have Travolta monkey feet?
No, and that's going to be his downfall.
He is only but a man.
He has human feet, and that's really his downfall.
All right, Burnsy. Well, what's your next story?
My next story involves movies.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fitting because we run a movie podcast, sort of.
Oh, well, how convenient.
Indeed.
As we know, Miley Cyrus's latest movie, LOL, is a huge bomb.
Oh, that's right.
Really disappointing. It was so good.
LOL. I saw it, and it was probably, and this is not hyperbole, this is fact, it was probably the best movie I've seen in the last 50 years.
That's just fact.
I mean, and I've seen like six movies in that time, so that LOL was fucking great.
Okay, so the story this week was that I tried to do the math as best I could on this. I don't know. I'm not, a mathematician. There's probably some variables
that I didn't take into account here.
But by my count, the way I broke it down, I believe the average screening of LOL had between 2 and 3 patrons in each per screen.
2.4, somewhere in that region.
Well, it's 2.6667.
Okay.
So 2 2/3.
And how many of those were human, would you say?
Oh, they were all human, but
it's a lot of people.
So Burnsy,
it made about $450 per screen.
Yeah,
which it was, I think, less.
Which makes, if you count $11 per ticket, that's like 40 tickets. Five screenings a day, 3 days. It's like 15. 40 divided by 15.
So basically,
and of course, total it grossed about $46,000, which was one screen of the Avengers.
Yeah. So what is your Miley Cyrus related gossip?
The big news my sources tell me about Miley Cyrus right now is that studios are so disappointed in this turnout that she has decided to retire from the movie business.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, she had that other thing coming out.
R-O-F-L.
Well, not anymore, because she's apparently donezo. She's going back to work on the family farm, and she's going to assume the job that her parents had always planned for her before she got into entertainment, and that is a barnyard masturbator.
Okay. I did not know that was a profession.
So semantics. Is she masturbating or is she jerking off
She will be jerking off all the male animals.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And probably some female animals that if they need to be diddled as well.
I was just picturing her in the like standing in the middle of the barnyard, just flicking her bean, like just yelling,
like Kristen Stewart in Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of that.
Okay. This actually, this brings up an interesting point because I was eating lunch today. And
interesting. That is super interesting.
You didn't let me.
There was more. Yeah.
There was actually more. Believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
And that song, that Miley Cyrus song, "Party in the USA," came on, and I couldn't get over. Like,
you
now that
lunch at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's where I got to take my dates, man. And I couldn't get over how little it sounds like her voice. Like, here's the trailer for LOL where it starts with her voiceover.
Oh, good. Guys.
Oh, God, stupid my ads.
My name's Lola. Nope. But it's Lola that I like to sing.
Definitely that one, boss.
Sorry.
Let's try the other one again.
I clicked on skip the ad.
These people better be paying us.
I'm sorry. All right, now, here we go. That's why I hate pre-roll. It ruined my life.
My name's Lowell.
Every year, it's weird going back to school. But here we are just going with the flow. Trying to love and laugh out loud. Which is nice, because my name is Lola, but everyone calls me Lowell.
Oh, right. God, it's like she's like a pug that got crossed with a porpoise.
I think I'm nasally, and she sounds like she doesn't even have nostrils.
Brachiocephalic.
Okay, so that's what her actual voice sounds
funny,
like?
It's funny, because my name's Lola, and I like to laugh.
So that's what her actual voice sounds like. And now listen to, like, Party in the USA, and just let's just try and figure out how much of Miley Cyrus's actual voice is in this song. Pretty catchy.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Whoa. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign.
All right, let's just go back. Let's just go back to your actual voice now.
It's funny because I'm Lowell and I laugh so much. I'm having trouble at school. It's difficult.
Lol.
But here we are just going with the flow. Trying to love and laugh out loud. Which is nice because my name is Lola, but everyone calls me Lol.
Everybody calls me Lol.
Call or text me.
Like,
this is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous.
There must not be any effects on that song at all.
Why are you trying to put good, hardworking robots out of their out of their work?
I just heard the chorus and I'm like, you know, there's no way that is even 20% of Miley Cyrus's actual
microphone
voice.
Mike Michelson will kill you if you take his job away from him.
Do you remember that Kids in the Hall sketch where they were all standing around in a trough of dead fish with their arms in it? And then they bring in the robot with, like, the mannequin arms, and it's like, and, like, lowers its arms into the trough of dead fish. And they're like, no! That's what I was thinking about when people complain about robots taking their jobs.
It's like that's the auto-tune of fish cannery.
Yeah, I was going somewhere. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
there's too much music in that trailer. I apologize.
No.
Yeah. So that's all I wanted to point out.
That I can't believe that did so poorly. Every time I hear that trailer, it makes me want to see the movie more.
Which is great, because my name is Law.
My name is Law. The movie is called Law, and it's about how I want my goal is to Law. My life goal.
Text or call me later.
Please text me. I like texting because that means I don't have to talk as much.
It's really cruel because the L is just sort of inserted in every vowel she utters. So I don't care what I was Lol. I'm mostly talking owls.
It's funny because my name is Lol. Start from Lol.
It's just one long gurgle.
Like, she looks and sounds like a horse kicked her right in the middle of her face, like right around the lower nose, upper palate area.
Or a pug got crossed with a porpoise.
That's probably true. That's
probably because she wasn't jerking it off, right?
And it all comes full circle. Bernsey, what is your next story on the hot goss?
We have an update. Frankie Muniz did, in fact, just die.
I did not expect that.
Thanks, Obama.
Split in half. Two black guys showed up and it was over.
Oh. So that stereotype is true. Okay.
The Dixie Chicks are going out on tour.
That's interesting. That is news.
They're gonna try to make a big comeback. Two of them are guys now.
That was the other story that the lead singer from Against Me is.
Yeah, it's not gonna be one.
Yeah.
That was strange. They're like seriously one of my favorite bands, and I read that news today, and I was like, is his voice gonna change?
You know what's funny is I didn't even realize what they were talking. I realized that. The way I found out was I was looking at Twitter and I follow Fat Mike from NoFX and he goes, now I know why Against Me reached out to see if they could cover my vagina. And I was like,
I did
and then
see
when
that.
I saw
yeah,
that,
yeah.
I was like, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
They can actually, they should cover that. That would be awesome
what's
if they covered that.
What's interesting is almost every transgender that I've heard of or know of is still the same. They're still their pre-sex change sexual orientation. Like, it's
yeah, they
not,
generally don't change orientation.
Yeah, it's usually like if you're a male to female transgender, you still like women and vice versa.
What's a but, body?
No, but if you're male
yeah.
to female,
yeah.
but if you're
but it's weird
gay,
that the body
and
morphology
go,
and the sexuality don't
they're totally separate.
Yeah, they're totally separate.
If you're gay and you go male to female, then you're still attracted to men. Like it generally doesn't flip. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's yeah, that's interesting. Anyway.
Something to think about if you ever think about...
Chew on it. Chew on that for a while. Yeah. You know, I mean, when you're listening
to this...
If you
ever get a hankering to scissor, something to think about.
Bernsey, what's your next story?
My next story is... Oh, there's so many to pick from. I don't even know.
I had the shuffling papers.
I got so many Filipino kids coming at me right now. It's just really hard to understand what they're saying.
Pick
because
my story.
I think a few of them are bleeding to death, but...
hopefully not from any large.
Oh, we didn't get the we. Sorry, I stopped you mid Dixie Chicks, didn't I?
Yeah, but that's no big deal. They just have a couple of them have penises
okay.
now.
Two more guys.
All right.
Actually, I wanted to poll you guys.
That's the goss.
And that is pun intended because I do want to. Now that we can marry, I want to have sex with you guys. But I wanted to poll you guys. I thought this might be a fun little exercise since the hot topic is President Obama forcing us to marry men. What guy, if you had to get gay married tomorrow, what guy would you marry?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Oh, you've been thinking about this one for a while.
No, not even close. Not even close. It used to be Clive Owen, but now it's Tom Hardy.
Oh, those are both good.
I'd marry
Brett. Oh, damn it!
Why is that so funny to you guys? I think they've talked about this before. Ben?
I don't know that. Wow. So many great choices out there. I don't know. Bernsey, can you go first?
It's your question. You're all homos.
So, Brendan, your answer is Brett. I think you have to pick a famous person. That's not fair.
Brett is famous.
Pretty big deal now.
That's true.
Do I have to pick a famous person?
Yeah.
John Travolta. I want a foot job.
Okay. All right. Fair.
You're just dangling the banana.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
I want a
foot
job.
That's what he calls
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny boy. I'm going to dangle a banana. Yeah. Right. I'm the man in the yellow hat.
I'd marry Paul Rudd even if it weren't legal.
Man in the yellow hat. So Paul Rudd?
Yeah, he's a dreamboat.
I want to be friends with Paul Rudd, but I don't want to butt fuck him.
I'd marry
John. Okay,
he'd
just butt fuck you.
Yeah. He's more of a top.
He seems more like a guy that, you know, we'd play a boombox and swing on the swing set together.
But not.
Isn't that
not
how
go
most
get
of your
butt fucked by each other?
Nah.
What would you listen to?
Probably some Wilson Phillips.
Okay.
Hmm. That's pretty good.
Ben, did you offer a choice yet?
No. Let's see. I'll go. Oh, man, so many choices. I'll go Coldplay lead singer.
Okay.
That's terrible.
We'll go on tour.
Milo Zailoto, isn't that his name?
Yeah, we'll go on tour
Chris
together.
Chris Martin.
Yeah. Oh. Chris Martin and I go on tour together. It'll be great.
Hmm.
I just want to travel the world and listen to music.
He's on Port Gwyneth all the time.
With dudes.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. I saw them on Saturday Night Live one time where he was he had a bell and he was like hitting a bell It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. They're perfect for each other, him and Gwyneth.
Terrible.
They are two of the most insufferable human beings. Well, Bernsey, it's been real. Do you have anything to add before we send you back to your Filipinos?
I just want to give a shout out to all the gay marriages out there and say congrats, and that, you know, maybe one day, I don't know.
Yes, we can.
There'll be, sure, hope and change.
Indeed.
More like grope and change.
Why would you have to change after a groping?
You got to change your undershirts.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Bernsey. It's been real.
Bye, guys.
Hot goss. Follow Bernsey at Mayor Bernsey. Boom. All right.
Is it Laramie time?
We did have a song of the week.
Oh, we did. Wow.
What is that? Is that something we picked? I didn't get a vote.
Because I picked it. I picked it. It's pretty much the best.
All right.
Is this something
it
you found? Did someone send this
context,
to you?
Context, you're just going to fucking... Lazy heart, single, has no job. Lazy heart, single, has no money. See his earnings, they are meager. He's lacking in business.
Did you?
I said turn it down a little.
No.
That's all.
I don't know. It comes through. There's like a weird surround soundy thing.
You've got echo coming through.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, you can keep playing Lazy Harp, Seal.
I was trying to fix the echoey thing that was going on there.
I think we'll be okay.
Which I'm sure is very exciting for the listeners. I apologize.
It's fixed.
It's fixed?
Yeah.
You didn't fix it.
No.
It doesn't count if you can't hear the lyrics. It's not as good.
Oh, I can hear them.
I had that song in my head all week, and I would sing it at random times, and people would look at me real funny.
If you're...
Lazy Harp Seal has no money.
That was pretty good. I like that he has no camera either.
He has no camera. He has no jacket. He's just... He has no business acumen.
Is there a video of a seal that goes along with that?
Yeah, there's a video of a seal, and then there's a Japanese scientist in a yellow jacket.
Taking a picture of one.
The color was a special order. It was hard to find.
Yeah, the lazy. Get a job, you lazy harp seal.
Yeah, one of Perry Grip's better singles, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
Perry Grip is quite prolific.
Yeah, well,
it's after his oatmeal. He eats his oatmeal, and then he makes a song.
It's true. We did learn that firsthand.
I was not there that week.
What? Oh, you missed the Perry Grip week?
Yeah.
That was probably Vince one of our better ones. Too. Oh.
Well, that was his thing initially, was that he was going to write one song a week, I think.
Yeah.
After the oatmeal.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat oatmeal, write a song,
mm-hmm.
Go play some video games. Yeah.
I like the straight pop ones better than the experimental ones. Sometimes he hits a home run with the experimental ones, but you know, the straight.
What do you count as an experimental one versus a?
Let's see. Funky Gerbil is a little bit. You know, he's experimenting with style a little more there.
Where do you play Space Unicorn?
Space Unicorn is in between because it's normal, his normal style, but maybe with like a little prog rock element in there.
Yeah, it's a little proggy.
Yeah. And then, let's see, what other favorites are? A young girl talking about herself. It's a tad on
the breakdown on that is one of the better breakdowns in all of songwriting.
In all of songwriting, yeah. That's experimental-ish, and definitely top five Perry Grip songs, I would say. I'm gonna put Space Unicorn at the top. Obviously, and then Young Girl Talking About Herself might be number two for me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I always liked Monkey Riding on a Segway.
That one's
but
good.
Part of it is the video I really like.
Hamster on a Piano.
Hamster on a Piano.
Yeah, but that's...
Eating popcorn on a piano. Brendan has a big smile on his face right now. So happy.
That's the thing. You can't sing it without getting really happy.
Yeah. Hamster on a piano. Hamster on a piano. Eating popcorn on a piano.
They do make you really happy. Every time I hear them, you can't not smile.
Even if there's a whore rummaging through your stuff and poking you, going, tickle, 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 tickle.
Yeah.
Smile.
Yeah, true story. All right, well, let's get Laramie on. You got your settings all
rocked? Oh, I was just, in case we needed to, I was looking and seeing some emails. If you needed,
okay, all right, just making sure.
He's just, you know, making it work.
Okay, yeah.
Unlike
holding
some
it together.
People.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Laramie on.
Let's see if it works this time.
Oh, he took his dog. He doesn't have his dog avatar anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Hi.
People at the party. Frat, frat, frat.
It's interesting.
Is this TV star Laramie legal?
Oh, one and the same.
Wow.
I don't have your TV clip queued up. Should we play that? Is it newsworthy?
Why would you do that?
Yes. That means find it and play it is what that means.
You did post it on your Facebook. I think it's a requirement.
Facebook for friends.
A place for friends. Well, we're not friends here.
We're all
it was MySpace. It was a place for friends.
Right. Oh, you're on morning news. How far into this clip is it?
Oh, it's right away.
Oh, is it? Okay, good.
Movie season has officially begun, and it's off to an epic start. Last weekend, The Avengers smashed box office records, raking in more than $200 million in just 3 days, and this is just the beginning. Our good friend and movie critic, Laramie Legal from film.com, is here with his picks.
So handsome.
Best summer movies plus a few extras. Hi.
A little bit frightened.
Laramie, how did you, where did you put Lights, Camera, Jackson that you're able to get this job?
You know, you're not the first person to say that, which is worrisome because that kid's kind of a prequel to me.
Oh, are you the more evolved form of Lights, Camera, Jackson?
Like, he wants to grow up to be me.
Are you saying that you are a rapist and murderer? Because that's the only thing that Lights, Camera, Jackson is a prequel to.
My first line here is pretty good if you keep playing it.
Okay.
Hi.
This is a good time of year for you.
That was good. I saw Avengers 10 million times last weekend. I mean, you believe that?
So you account for a lot of that.
I'm here to help.
Box office.
I helped to break the record. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Slate them.
Is it good?
Slate them right there.
Very, very fun. Yeah, it's just a huge spectacle. You know, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk. There's huge laughs throughout. You maybe see it twice because you miss some of the secondary punchlines because people are laughing so much.
People are laughing. Well, we have a clip, so let's take a look.
Laramie, did you shave your eyebrows for this?
I definitely had makeup on. I will say, when you're in front of a live audience, you just tend to list things. So, like, I just list people who are in movies a lot because it's almost over once you do that.
They're using the cameras and the booms and the microphones.
Yeah,
and
you just say things that you know for
and then,
sure.
And like, you know, people Thor come. Is... Cameron Diaz. You got your J-Lo. Paul Rudd. Celluloid.
You got your Joss Whedons and your Michael Bays. But then you got your Thors and your Hulks.
And oh, by the way, I bought 10 million tickets.
Were you being subversive when you said that you should see it a second time because of all the secondary laughs? Was that a quiet dig?
I like to think of my life as a continual Christopher Guest film where even I don't know when I'm joking. You know? So, yeah.
They're playing a clip of the Avengers on the show now. With weird music.
It sounds like a serious clip.
Like they couldn't get the rights to the music or
it's
something.
It's like Iron Lady. But with lasers.
Da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
For another bout.
What, getting sleepy?
Oh, man. The Avengers would be great set to serious music.
That clip is more serious, clearly.
We all liked
need a hammer that comes
a lot.
Right back to us. Gotta get one of those.
We all need somebody like Thor in our lives.
A demigod. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Okay, so that's out there. Brave.
Yep, Brave is...
This is one of your top five to come.
Absolutely. Pixar, their first female lead. You know, they've had The Incredibles, has had strong females in Toy Story as well. But this one is Princess Merida. I want to get that correct. It's an Irish pronunciation there. The animation on this just looks incredible. She's an archer, and it's kind of, it's got some modern-day parallels as well with equality and rights. So she wants to be an archer, and her parents are not so keen on that.
This is a nightmare. Equality, like I got myself into a corner, and you do that sometimes. Like, has modern day parallels to what? And then your mind asks the question.
You know, because Obama says that we should all be allowed to be archers, and you know,
especially women.
You gotta marry an Irishman.
She's shooting
the
arrows.
Other thing I found is that if you say, let me tell you three things, your brain will immediately go, you have no hope of thinking of three things. Congratulations. You've now crushed yourself on live TV.
Dude, but you could bang any of those cat ladies in that audience after this. I know.
They gave away free tickets to Battleship after, so everyone was a winner.
Boom. All right. You could have a date. Hot date for Battleship. Hey, little girl, you like Rihanna?
Talk about women's suffrage and how Brave is curing it.
You see, Rihanna is actually a parallel to Susan B. Anthony in Battleship because of the way her grandfather knows about the aliens from a dream.
Brooklyn Decker, in many ways, symbolizes the coming to America, you know, Ellis Island.
Is that the robot in Battleship?
Because they came over on a ship, and it was a battle for them to be accepted into American culture.
And they fought robots?
They went over the Brooklyn Bridge, and then they decked people.
Oh, the animation in this looks...
Why do you keep going?
Pixar. Yeah. It has three directors, which is always a little worrisome, but again, when's the last bad Pixar film you saw?
Not one.
Cars 2.
So it should be fantastic in June. Probably a Best Picture nomination for this as well.
Really? Good. Okay, maybe. Ted. Yeah. Ted opens July 13th.
So, Ted will depend on, you know, where you stand on Family Guy. Some people, you know, I get calls, I'm out on Family Guy. But some people really like Family Guy. This is going to be a rated R, so this is not a family film. The story here is his teddy bear comes to life and gets into shenanigans with him. He loves his teddy bear so much, as you can see.
Yes, clearly.
It's Mark Wahlberg, who I think is really underrated comedically.
He can be very funny.
The other guys was really funny. The other guys was really funny. And I think Seth MacFarlane's Family Guy style of comedy will translate better for an R-rated, you know, with the quips and things. Mila Kunis is the female lead in this, and it looks.
She
very
liked the idea of comedy.
Funny, so.
Where did they find this 1950s sitcom mom?
He has to go back.
Is that your actual mom, Laramie?
I've never been more uncomfortable.
Is that Scooter, your basement?
that's Laramie's actual mom. She's like, oh, you didn't know they're like a whole family. You guys don't know this about Laramie. It's a whole family.
And he didn't want to say this, but Action Jackson's actually his brother.
Adopted. Jackson. Adopted.
His nickname's barely legal.
Just because I'm not a porn director, I get the business. I get the business out of the film drunk.
Enough of this guy. Let's go back to listening to that star.
He comes from a whole family of morning show guests. And,
it is their curse. It is their destiny.
My father spun saucers on sticks for 20 years!
They did mocktails right before me.
My father taught squirrels to water ski, and his father before him.
And Mocha the dog was right after me doing tricks.
Oh, did you get to meet the dog?
I did. The dog was awesome. I was a big fan of the dog.
So did they tell you what movies they wanted to discuss, or did you bring up like a few summer movies?
There was actually a little bit of a miscommunication there because I didn't know it was going to be my top five of the summer until I got there. They're just like, talk about five, you know, what five summer movies do you want to talk about? And I'm like, oh, I'll just make it so they have like pluses and minuses so I can point out, you know, whether you should see them or not.
Yeah.
But then I got there and all of a sudden they're in my top five and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, just going to have to make that work, make that fit into reality.
What was the affiliate that you were doing this for?
NBC King 5.
Oh, King 5.
Yes, sir.
So do you know Rex Velvet personally? Is that a friend of yours?
Not personally, but we have the same agent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about – are you up to date on your Rex Velvet?
What's a Rex Velvet?
Okay, so there's a – Seattle has Phoenix Jones, who's like the real-life superhero guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then now there's this guy calling himself Rex Velvet who's like, I'm a real-life supervillain, and I just make videos where I make fun of Phoenix Jones.
Which is awesome.
Funny. So he's not going to steal anything?
He's not going to try to block out the sun?
Fight any?
No, I guess not. Well, he keeps like – challenging Phoenix Jones
sounds like he's just an awesome troll.
Yeah, basically.
So,
which I can get behind.
So, villainy is like a coffee with him.
I don't know what that means. That's too abstract.
He's challenging him to meet him.
List things.
Oh, okay.
Big.
Yeah, keep listing. Right, you got a list.
That's for rights and people.
Eggs, tacos.
Hamburgers with cheese, fries,
smart cocktails. We got whiskey sour. You know, you could take Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper, put make a gimlet. Make a gimlet.
Dr. Pepper gimlet.
Oh, you know, you put egg cream. Put egg cream with some gin.
Hurry!
You put beef.
Put egg cream with some gin.
Rocks.
And then, you know.
Truck.
Maraschino,
boots,
maraschino
ham.
Cherries.
Hurry. Hey, I want an update on your dog.
Oh, he tore my blogging slacks today.
His blogging slacks.
Is he killing it?
His blogging slack. He only has one.
Uh-huh.
Your dog is destroyed. Crushing it.
He is. He has those newscaster ears where like his one ear sticks straight up and the other one like flops sideways over the top of his head. So it looks like he has the side part like a newscaster. But the weird thing is I've taken photographs to confirm this. It's not always the same ear that flops over the side of his head. It like switches which ear it is.
Oh, because mine's constant. His one ear is always down. His one ear is always up.
Yeah, well, that's the way Bennett is, but it's not always the same ear.
It's weird, dude.
Mm-hmm. He's a bi-parter.
I like that he challenged you in the bathroom. That's my favorite story ever.
He did. Yeah, I was peeing, and he peed on the rug right next
he
to me.
He stared you down. He
stared me down.
He said, yeah, I can pee, too.
Yeah.
Watch this, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That was a battle of wills, and he clearly came out on top.
I like that he dug deep and found urine that was not even processed yet and peed that out, too. Yeah.
Now, Laramie,
sir,
did you have the misfortune of seeing Dark Shadows this week?
You didn't love Dark Shadows, you're saying. Now, did you see the Alice Cooper part?
Yes, I did. I did see
pretty relevant. Pretty
relevant.
Hip.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Pretty now.
It was like if you took someone that was our age and had them write like a Forrest Gump about the 70s where Forrest Gump is like a unfrozen vampire and he only knows 70s references that someone who was born in the early 80s would know. That's like what Dark Shadows is. Where like Johnny Depp sings Steve Miller Band and like knows of Alice Cooper and Love Story.
Why would he know any of that? I'm confused.
Because he wakes up in the 70s.
Yeah, from...
From the 1700s.
Okay. And then he knows just Steve...
Well, he's trying to learn. He's acquainting himself with their culture.
So...
You know how Forrest Gump meets, like, LBJ and, like, hangs out at the Black Panther meeting? It's kind of like that, like... Barnabas Collins hangs out with some hippies, and then he like quotes Steve Miller Band, and then he has a ball at his house that Alice Cooper sings a concert at.
But Alice Cooper is now Alice Cooper.
Yeah,
who is an old
an old man. Yeah, it's an old looking Alice Cooper in the 70s.
It sounds terrible, was it?
It was horrendous. I said something to Justin Halpern, and he's like, I think Tim Burton doesn't realize that he's making movies and still thinks he's doing like MoMA exhibits. And I was like, that's exactly it. Cause there's zero story in this movie.
Did he write it or did he just direct it?
No, the dude who wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter wrote the screenplay for this. And it's based on this really weird soap opera from the 60s that had like vampires on it. Do you know anything about the original Dark Shadows, Laramie?
I think in the original one, the guy didn't eat meat, right? But he sure liked a bone. I just know it was a bad show. I walked you right into that one. That was for all the news stuff you played.
You should have saved that one for your news clip, man.
Like
they would have ate that up.
Sounds like we have some more news clip. Did we finish it?
Tim Burton gave an interview where he said like the show is horrendous and no one should watch it.
Yeah, I think that was the whole point. I mean, that was the draw of it, that it was like this weird show where the production values were super low and you could see like cameramen in the background and always like weird
just jerking
crap.
It, eating sandwiches.
But this had really high production values, strangely, didn't
it?
I mean,
not enough to get me the bomb pick because apparently it costs $5 out of Tim Burton's own fucking pocket. So unless it somehow makes negative money, I have lost the entire fucking pool.
I think it's supposed to make like 30 this weekend.
But it
that
only costs
seems high
five.
To me.
No way. No way.
You think it's nowhere near that?
21.
I don't know who's going to see it. Like, I don't know what market that's for.
What was your
take
on
it? That was my thinking. I didn't realize it didn't cost any money to make.
It had to have cost at least 40.
No, I think fucking Depp did it out of the goodness of his weirdo heart. Fuck yeah, I'll strap on a crow helmet.
Can I buy a couple more rosary beads?
Yeah, just give me some accessories that I can take home. I'm really into trinkets.
So, if you notice,
give us your morning show review of Dark Shadows.
Hey, Laramie, thanks for coming on the show. So, what do you think about this Dark Shadows? Tim Burton, what's he been up to ever since? I mean, Batman was great. That's pretty good. What's up with Dark Shadows, Laramie?
Dark Shadows has something for everyone. Some comedy.
Okay.
Some laughs.
Oh, he went to his dark place. He tucked his regular personality down. He's just like, hold on a second. Let me find the bad man.
Laramie, what are three things we need to know about this movie?
I'll give you four. Helena Bonham Carter, Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Chloe Moretz, Tim Burton.
I'm going to stop you because you're going over four.
Jackie Earle Haley.
You're on my
Cabbage. The Moon.
Eva Green. The whole cast. I can just name them.
Mm. One by one.
And all of a sudden, time's up. Guess who's out of here?
Somebody's going to go do some cocaine.
Y'all want this cocaine? Where is that production budget?
So that was
what
terrible.
Did you think? Stop Googling and tell us what you – give us your honest opinion.
I actually kind of liked the opening half hour.
Okay.
Like, I thought it was kind of interesting. Like the old stuff kind of worked. It was the 70s stuff that was really, really affected.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like the opening half hour was decent. And like the ending is a ending to a movie that he did not make. So – that was a little odd. Like, the whole thing was supposed to be a comedy, right? And then it got really serious for no reason.
I didn't know what the hell it was supposed to be. Like, I couldn't tell who I was supposed to care about or why. It was just like, if I felt like Royal Tannenbaum's at the end, where there's like, what'd you think about the characters? I was like, I don't know. It was just a bunch of people running around in costumes.
Yeah, it was definitely uneven. It struck me as that, you remember that Not Gonna Phone It In Tonight? Steve Martin bit the opening monologue from SNL that one time.
Oh yeah,
which one?
And then
Phil
Hartman
gonna get liquored up tonight.
Yeah, and then Phil Hartman goes, "They're gonna see the real Phil Hartman tonight." And Steve's like, "I wouldn't do that if I were you, Phil." Like that is it was ultimate Tim Burton. It was like he really should tone it down a bit. Like if he goes full on
you
Tim
think
Burton,
so? I blame that mostly on the writing, where it was like,
no, that was all him.
It was just like five or ten different stories that he couldn't figure out which one to pursue, and it was just like they're all thrown in together.
No, Tim Burton only makes moments that are memorable going up against resistance. If he had his way, he'd make the same fucking movie with the same weird little like snow globe downtown and the same weird antagonist and the same Helena Bonham Carter just fucking around for some reason, because I guess she's you know, hanging out in his house.
And there's always a really busty pale chick or two.
Yeah. I mean, he's got this thing where he's got a pattern that he wants to fall back into, and the only way he breaks that is with shit he's not comfortable with. Like, he didn't want to make either of the Batman movies. He wanted to make that same fucking Edward Scissorhands-y movie and somehow had to, like, weasel his way around, and that makes it interesting.
Well, that was the thing is, like, it starts off and it sets you up where it seems exactly like Edward Scissorhands, where there's, like, the family and then there's the kid who, like, sees ghosts, who's, like, misunderstood, and then, you know, like, the weird, creepy, magical outsider comes in and is like, no, you're not retarded. Ghosts are real. But then it just completely falls off the rails, like almost immediately.
I like that Bella Heathcote, in terms of busted pale chicks, I thought she was all right. The girl who was Victoria?
Yeah. Well, the girl who played his love interest in the past and then played his love interest in the future.
Do you get it?
It was the same actress, and it was a really wise move to cast her in both roles, because you would have had no idea why she was his love interest in the future unless she looked exactly like the chick he fell in love with in the past, because she's on screen for like 5 minutes in the entire movie.
She was in a short called Meth to Madness, which we can only imagine what that is. It's probably good.
Was she also in Vampire Rapist?
I can give you a list of things she was in. Hold on. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Ben actually saw Dark Shadows while we were talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the Ben review.
What was your favorite – if you had to pick a favorite moment? I mean, not even a review, because we got that part covered. Just if you had to pick one favorite moment in the movie.
Well, I mean, you know, a little bit of a spoiler alert, but I did like when, you know, they finally made it to 1985. Like, uh-huh. They've been living for a while. And then he goes into the DeLorean shop and buys the DeLorean with the flux capacitor so he can go back to the 1700s and be where he wanted to be all along.
Yeah.
all this technology and everything, it's just weird stuff to him. I don't need all this. I like being in my castle. And so I like that. I like that he took Doc Brown with him. And then, you know, that was a really sad scene because Marty McFly didn't get to go. But, I mean, it was, you know, that was...
Well, why did they left him behind? Yeah, that
Marty McFly. Yeah. Like, he had to get to school. Mm-hmm. The alarm clocks were going off. He had to get to school. And, you know, he had to go win the truck.
Yeah, we had stuff to do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I also liked when, you know, it was sort of like, ah, this is a comedy. And then Johnny Depp just goes and starts just eating so much blood from all the hobos. Just, like, killing hobos all over. And I was like, I like that they switched that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny thing is, that is kind of almost exactly what happened.
He kind of does that.
Yeah, he does almost that exact thing.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was your guys' favorite part, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We seemed to enjoy the similar parts of that movie.
It was.
Laramie, did you see Snow White?
And The Huntsman?
Yeah.
No, they haven't screened it yet here. Have you seen that?
No, it's like another couple weeks for that.
Oh, I just...
I've seen it.
Whoa.
I like that Vince is already upsetting all the people in their tents. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Vince is making people very angry... with making fun of the movie at this point.
No one's waiting for Snow White, though, really, right?
Have you met the internet? Because it begs to differ.
There are a lot of Kristen Stewart fans who are very excited about that film, apparently.
He's basically pissed off the oil lobby, right? Where he's just like, you know what I hate? Kristen Stewart and America.
Obamacare.
Kristen Stewart. I thought they were just Twilight fans. I didn't realize they were also K2 fans.
They don't give a fuck. K2. They are so bored and lonely.
But do they draw the line at, like, Taylor Lautner because no one likes him?
Oh, he's so dreamy.
No, you do not make fun of Taylor
Lautner. They've started fucking llamas, and they're not even alpacas, right? It's just related by meme, and it's close enough.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, you know it's an alpaca, but you call it a llama because a llama is more fun to say.
No, llamas are awful beasts spit their intestines at you, where alpacas are delightful, and you can make a sweater out of them.
Oh, they're fur.
I'm just saying it's more fun to say llama.
Whatever. You do it your way, I'll do it mine.
It's more fun to say llama. Our friend Justin, we used to torture his sister when we were younger by going, llama, and she would start crying.
No, she was the one who would get so angry.
Oh,
she'd
get so angry she'd pass out. For us going, llama,
She was a human fainting goat.
Yeah.
Epilepsy's hilarious.
She died.
No, they would, I don't know where llama started.
It was like a road trip and drove by a bunch
focus
of llamas.
Group. It was a think tank.
And for some reason, it would make her so angry that she would get really excited and eventually pass out.
Yeah. I don't understand why. Just because she was so annoyed that you guys would say.
Well, it's the, you know, she's like 3 years younger, and it's like you'd say anything, you know, and it's like, stop, you know.
Did she have the vapors?
Basically, she had a spell.
Rain fever.
I just like the idea that they'd get her mad, so mad she'd pass out, and then the mom would be like, would you guys stop getting her so angry that she passes out?
Would you stop riding my pillow on your balls all the time?
Why is he doing that?
Please don't do that.
It's weird.
He has a fun pillow to touch.
Every time.
I've been sitting here.
Yeah, but you don't need to
every week.
I feel like I'm on ecstasy or something.
Rubs his balls with it.
It's one of those pillows with all the little tiny microbeads in it. And Vince cannot help but rub it on his junk.
Is this a Sobel Kawa pillow?
No, it's not, but similar.
Real fun happens after she passes out.
Were you on that commercial?
No.
Is that a commercial for what? Ted. What is that a commercial
R-rated
for?
Teddy bear.
An
okay.
R-rated Ted.
Yes, wouldn't have bought it. Okay, The Dark Knight Rises opens July 20th.
At this Here's
point,
a list.
You're going to have trouble finding someone who's not in The Dark Knight Rises.
You know what
I mean? Right. Gary Oldman, yes. Morgan Freeman, Christian Bale, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Anne Hathaway, Marion Cotillard. I
the smell of
names,
human fear.
Christopher Nolan.
This is snacks like Doritos.
Comic book film. Shoot for best picture. You know,
assorted type of birds.
But it's not necessarily a fully fleshed out story. In all ways, mm-hmm. Like The Dark Knight is saying things about our society, about our culture, while telling you a comic book quote unquote story. So,
you quote unquoted, you quote unquoted. Oh, Laramie,
and then I'll unquote.
How do you know where it ends? Don't you have to say quote, then the thing,
you know,
and then
you
unquote?
Say, like, open bracket,
parentheses, hyphen,
lol,
line break, exclamation point,
new paragraph,
ellipses, human feces, the Donner Party, foxes.
Did you get to the entire cast, like all the way down to the extras?
Best boy.
I just
want
to encourage all of you to do a 10-minute segment on live TV. Just see how it goes. See how it goes for you.
I'd probably
Vince tried. He couldn't even do it recorded.
I'm sure I
didn't know what to do with my hands.
My pants. Yeah.
So my hands.
I just started going, llama, ah.
So, like, where do I put my hands?
You don't. It's a nightmare. Your hands are always moving, and you never realize it. It's horrible.
So, Laramie,
yes.
Now, another thing I got in big trouble for was that when I reviewed when I reviewed The Avengers, I gave it like a largely positive review where the first sentence ended with, it was, and then it was awesome. And for some reason, people read this as like a very negative review, and everybody got very angry at me, it seemed like.
Oh, you pissed off some nerds on that shit. Because I was reading it because I wanted to see what you had written versus what you had said, right? Mm-hmm. Turns out what you had written is mostly what I said.
I do that. I steal from you a lot.
But, man, fuck. Internet's a hard job, dude. Like, you totally wrote like a really good, well-balanced review that started off negative and then eventually added in the positive, right? Like,
yeah,
the first paragraph
was
negative.
I started out saying, like, yeah, I didn't like it at first, and then it won me over.
That was the whole review. Which I felt was you sort of fucking weighing up against expectations, right? Where you had to sort of be, you know, state your ground as like, I'm not on the fucking wagon, but I did enjoy it. Here's the reasons why. And I thought it was a fucking awesome review. And
no, the first 30 to 45 minutes of that movie are not very good. I put that too, and the comments I got were, I liked the first 40 minutes. Okay, thanks. Thanks for coming by.
Well, don't people usually read reviews? I mean, you guys would know, but I would think most of the times people are reading reviews to either basically have someone else agree with their own opinion or get angry that someone couldn't like something.
That's true.
The two possible outcomes.
Yeah. But it was weird. I mean, it was much more so with The Avengers where it was like, I do sort of sympathize with A.O. Scott and Armand White where, I mean, they wrote negative reviews and everybody basically wanted to lynch them. And
how dare they not like the movie I like?
I did sort of sympathize with them in that I wrote like a B-plus review and people were angry that I'd were extremely angry that I didn't
give it an A.
Yeah.
But the issue isn't so much that they didn't agree, right, and they wanted to fucking argue, because that's a natural impulse. That's why you read opinion sites. It was that it was so fucking binary where it's like, oh, I didn't want to take the points into account. It's just like, you're a dick and you eat dicks and there's dicks above you and dicks below. Fuck you, dick bag.
I love the thing where it's like, oh, you didn't get it probably because you're an idiot and you don't read comic books. My response is always like, oh, I'm sorry, I was reading actual books and not the ones with pictures in them about superheroes. I'm a dumbass.
There's a rich backstory of the same story over and over again forever because there's no conclusion because that would stop making money that you don't appreciate because you're an idiot.
You just didn't understand the part about reversing the polarity, which is actually a scientific thing that people do when they're operating Hydra weapons, dummy.
Well, and I guess the logical remedy is you read that comment and you think, you know what? I am wrong. You've spent your whole life learning how to write at this level and reading comprehension and seeing stuff, and just a random internet comment. Like, what is the point of that? Is that just to get out their demons? And like, there's no logic to it, right?
I don't know. Maybe I try to find logic in it, and I shouldn't.
Sometimes when I'm at work, I read the Kotaku comment section and just immediately want to slice my wrists open.
The internet is so wonderful and terrible at the same time. You know who's infuriating to follow? I follow Peter King, and I don't know why I still do it because he's like the worst writer ever.
Because he talks about coffee, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Coffee is great.
But he will often retweet shit that people say to him, and it's so annoying too because like people are just such fucking idiots. It's like, you know, from like Bills fan 69, and it's like, yeah. Hey Peter, how come you never mentioned Buffalo? It's because you hate Buffalo. It goes all the way back to 1987, right?
Hashtag you Buffalo.
Know? Yeah, and it's just like, how come no mention of this? And then like, of course, like he'll say like, hey, I think it's a good thing that like the people from the Saints bounty thing got suspended, and then it's like, there you go again, Peter, totally biased against the Saints, you know, like shit like that. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, the weird thing is.
And it's like, well, my point is, Peter King's a fucking idiot. And like, he will do stuff where you're like, wow, this actually makes Peter King look good. The level of discourse that is occurring right here.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. It's like, someone could write an article that you completely disagree with. And just the level of the level of intelligence in the backlash against whatever that thing you don't disagree with will make you almost want to agree with that thing that you didn't like in the first place.
Which, I mean, I felt like you were covering your bases with that shit, where you provide, all right, here's my initial take, here's how I ended up feeling. The same way that someone from the fucking the K-Stew fan club immediate comment was, you know, fuck you, why don't you eat diapers or some shit like that? Yeah. And then your fan base who are loyal to you turn on them, right? Yeah, which is pretty much what you use the comment sections for, is, you know, people being funny at the expense of others. And they're like, oh, pick me. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I don't understand why everyone's so mean here. It's like, one, read the fucking site before you fucking spout your fucking idiot hole. And then two, don't go picking fights with the internet, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of backlash, we haven't addressed the ultimate backlash, which is girls, where it was critically acclaimed, and then like all of a sudden like everyone hates it, but like no one just says like I don't enjoy the show or I don't enjoy the characters or anything like that. It's always like they ascribe it to some like really high thing about like what's wrong with like society.
I haven't brought it up only because you know, I sort of know Lena, like, you know, in an email sort of way, and I've been trying to get her on, and hopefully we'll get her on soon, but like, yeah, I can't figure that shit out either, because it blows my fucking mind that like the first criticism is that people are like, oh, your show sucks because you don't have any black people in it.
Yeah. Gawker, it's fucking Gawker.
It's
Gawker has gotten so sensationalist in the last...
And I don't get it, because it's like the whole point of girls is that it's an insular community of these upper class girls. And it's like you're ripping on that. Where were the black people on Friends or Seinfeld or fucking It's Always Sunny or Workaholics or like any goddamn show on television?
And it's like, I think there's been enough episodes now that we can say like, hey, whatever you have to say about whatever you have to say about like, there's a lot of nepotism because Brian Williams' daughter's on it and Lena Dunham, whose parents are totally not famous. Her parents are like artists.
You got a show because your parents are artists. Yeah, guess what? People in entertainment do not give a fuck about art.
But
it's kind of show because she like hooked up with Judd Apatow and had a good fucking run.
Judd Apatow
as a writer.
Liked a movie.
And guess what? That show's fucking funny. Yeah. That show's really
funny. It's really good.
It's really good. And it's
so
funny.
And she's ballsy. She's like, takes her shirt off and she's like, I don't give a fuck. I'll make fun of my own body. Like, she doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I think that sort of speaks to the fact that everyone thinks it's actually pretty representative of our generation, where they're like, well, what about this other thing? And they're like, yeah, that wasn't the story I was telling, but I'm glad you identified with it, strange internet weirdo.
Yeah, I did read one interview where she was very gracious about it, where she's like, I get it, and like, I certainly didn't want to like offend anyone, but I just wanted to work with what I knew, and I thought that it would totally cheapen it if I just casted someone to like, you know,
I don't have any Turkish friends. Let me write a fake Turkish character to appease.
She's like, that would ring really hollow. And I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Exactly. You know? It's like when you have your Ashton Kutcher movie and you have his best buddy is Ludacris wearing a fucking bow tie for some reason and saying black stuff.
Fucking racist.
Yeah, because it's not up to the the writer's job is to write what they know. It's up to the net. If there's not enough black people on the show, it's because the network hasn't picked a show that's written by a black person that's telling their own story.
It's a lack of black writers on the network.
It's not up to a rich white girl to write about like these black people that she doesn't know.
White guys aren't going to do it.
Yeah, and I don't, I generally just don't even read stuff like that, but it's
been... I just don't read, all right? One, too much controversy.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
It's been really intriguing to me how insane people are about it. And I read another thing about it that was kind of funny, and it actually included I don't remember who it was. It was a tweet from a comedian where it's like, it was like a white woman. It was like, the thing about Precious is that it didn't feel like it represented me. I was like, that's actually pretty funny. That's kind of what people are saying. But I think there's two things. One is it got off on the wrong foot in all the trailers leading up to the season premiere, there was the line where she said, I think I'm the voice of a generation. When if you actually watch it in context, it's so funny because she's on opium and she's trying to convince her parents to give her money. Yeah. You know, like it's so fucking funny. But then people are like, girls is not the voice of a generation. And here's what it says about American society that they think it is, you know.
But I'm it's like, kind of that makes it the voice of a generation. If all these fucking people are like, oh, well, here's the thing that American society. It's like, well, you just used it as a voice of a generation there. If you're abstracting it to the point where it's suddenly true. Like, here's the problem with America as right. represented by girls, the yeah. voice of our generation. It is not the voice of our generation.
Yeah.
I thought Social Network was the voice of our generation.
Beep, 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 beep. That's the sound.
Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah, wasn't that the... Oh. That's what Pete Hammond said it was. Or no, with the other one, Travers. Travers said it was.
Travers is dead to all of us.
Travers when, is your
He used
boy.
To be a king.
When did Travers die?
About 4 years ago.
King what Kong. Happened? King Kong. He died during King Kong.
How did... That's so weird. Like, I'm actually... I have this fear that if I do this job too long, I'm going to turn into, like, Peter Travers, where you're just, like, this... You know, you're this good writer for many years, and then you just see too many Adam Sandler films, and suddenly you go, like, your brain turns to mush.
I remember.
There's only one way out of this, and that's you becoming Tim Burton. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. You have two options. It's binary.
I remember walking out of King Kong when they started monkey ice skating. Remember when he escapes? And
how will you know how it ends?
Park?
How will you know how it ends?
Oh, I know how it ends. They fall through and drown and freeze to death. Right?
Spoiler alert.
I honestly think if I hadn't been in a crowded screening where it was kind of awkward to, you know, to push past people, and if I wasn't seeing it to review it, I almost for sure would have walked out of Dark Shadows.
Oh, really?
Almost for sure.
Almost for sure.
Almost for sure. That's yeah. All right, good.
Almost for sure. I would say it's worse than Alice in Wonderland.
In your review of Avengers, did you know how upset they were about that agent when in reality no one cared?
Which agent?
The only guy who dies in the film, everyone's all upset when it's like the guy is like a tertiary character at best.
Oh, Clark Gregg?
Whatever. Who cares if he dies?
Well, I think that's kind of ballsy. They used him as like a major plot point. Were people upset about that?
No, I'm just saying, like, were we supposed to be upset he died? Like, were we supposed to be like, that's what got the team together? Because that's one part for me that didn't really ring true.
Oh, I don't know if we were supposed to be upset. I just sort of thought they used it as a.
Was he like a major character? I didn't. Am I supposed to know him?
I don't know. You're asking me?
I will say.
I didn't know they were saying Hydra weapons and not Hydro weapons. So obviously, like, I am not clear on the backstory.
How dare you not be up on either Hydra or Hydro weapons?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The fact is, you got to see a free Alice Cooper concert in the context of a movie, and you should be grateful.
I did. All right. So now I'm going to say that is my new pick for the worst Tim Burton movie. Do you guys have an opinion on what the worst Tim Burton movie is?
Sweeney Todd wasn't very good.
I didn't like Sweeney
Todd. I
watched
the first 10 minutes of that, and I turned it off.
I turned it off, but I blame that on the fact that I can't stand musicals. I didn't know if it was necessarily like a bad movie. I thought it was just that
deeply boring.
I'm not a big,
Alice in Wonderland was really boring.
I'm not a big Tim Burton guy. I mean, you know, he's had his moments, but I haven't seen many of his movies recently. I never saw Sweeney Todd, Willy Wonka, Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't think Willy Wonka was that bad.
His best is James and the Giant Peach.
What was
I never saw that. I really like Big Fish and Batman Returns.
What was the name of the
I like Mars Attacks.
The Headless Horseman one.
Sleepy Hollow.
I loved Sleepy Hollow.
Was good.
I love Sleepy Hollow.
Batman Returns is a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, yeah. Mars Attacks was pretty awesome.
It was weird though. It was like manic.
Mars Attacks is like good, weird, manic Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow.
Not run. We mean you no harm.
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow is like schlocky, like bad, but still kind of good in a weird way, Tim Burton. And then like Batman Returns is just.
It's kind of hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah.
If they somehow could have crammed the golfer. What's the golfer's name?
Lee Trevino?
Chichi Rodriguez?
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That was a callback because I couldn't remember Jack Nicholson versus Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
This happens pretty regularly for me.
Okay.
So he was amazing in the first one, right?
Uh-huh.
Like profoundly good.
Yeah.
And then the second one was just better in its weirdness.
But
they could have
Danny
somehow...
DeVito was arguably as good as the Penguin.
Yeah, but there was too much going on. There was some sort of a person that fell through a roof and.
Well, because it was Catwoman. They tried to do the thing where they squeezed too many.
Yeah, if it just would have been Danny DeVito in the second one with. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll go with you there.
I'm not a fan of Beetlejuice.
I like Beetlejuice.
I could take or leave Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I saw all the cartoons as a kid before I actually saw the movie, so I didn't really know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. I liked Big Fish quite a bit, though.
Yeah, Big Fish was good.
It was a little gumpy for me.
It was.
A little too sweet. It was nostalgic.
Good gumpy.
It's all right. It's a good movie.
I thought the end scene with his dying dad was
really
touching.
Good. Yeah, touching.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Tim Burton do an honest, like, emotional movie like that quite as well ever before.
You can't have emotions with hair like that.
I know. Or with his stupid glasses that are like... What is it with every artist that thinks they're going to be arty because they have glasses that are like pink or blue or yellow tint? Like fucking Julian Schnabel always has his stupid yellow glasses. All right, I'm alone on this
one. I
hate
that guy.
I don't know who that is.
He sucks.
It's a window to the soul.
Julian Schnabel did like – he did like the diving
bell. Is he the bullwhip in the butthole?
No, that's Robert Mapplethorpe.
The bullwhip.
What did you go to school for?
Julian Schnabel did like the diving bell and the butterfly, and he was like a famous artist before he directed movies. But he's always
got to do an HBO series.
He's the one who. What did he say? He said something really rude to Sean Young.
Yeah. Sean Young.
Have another cocktail.
Yeah. Sean Young was trying to yelling at him when he was because he got up there to do an acceptance speech for I think it was the diving bell and the butterfly,
yeah,
right?
It was,
and he was like being a jackass where he's just like stuttering like I don't know who to thank, blah, blah, blah. And Sean Young's just drunk in the audience, and she's like, get on with it.
He's like, who said that? Yeah, you can tell he's like just takes himself so seriously.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I was watching the John Cleese thing on creativity yesterday, and he's got a like maybe a five-minute spiel on solemnity versus seriousness. Like, seriousness, absolutely, 100%. There are serious topics, and you need to deal with them. Humor's a great tool for that because it sort of breaks down barriers. It gets you in the open mindset for finding new solutions. Solemnity, that's for dicks. Pretty much the only reason you're ever solemn is because you have an opinion of yourself that could be debased by humor. And any time that a person has an opinion of themselves that could be debased by humor, they're a dick. Which I thought was absolutely on the button.
Yeah,
it's on point.
I might marry John Cleese if I got to redo that gay vote.
I see how loyal you are, Brett.
Oh, sorry.
Laramie, who would you gay marry if you had the chance
I mean, I don't know if you realize how the law is set up. You have to gay marry someone.
Yeah. You have to gay marry someone.
Tonight.
Obama said so.
It's Obamacare.
Yeah.
And I get a choice of anybody in the world?
I'm taken by Brendan.
Here's the thing. You have to gay marry someone or else you do not qualify for Obamacare.
Also, you have to go back to Mexico.
And your gas prices will rise like at least 76%.
I'm going to want that Obamacare.
Right? Especially with, you know, you don't want the high gas prices.
Yeah, you know how expensive it would be. It would be like $8 a gallon.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I feel like Jeremy Renner has hidden depths I'd like to explore.
Fair.
You'd like to plumb.
Mm. All right. We'll let him know.
Yeah.
When's he coming on? Now, does he also get Obamacare? Like, it's a group deal? We get it together?
Yeah, that's the rule.
Yeah, no, that when you gay marry each other, you get, you get single payer.
There's a list of things you get.
I'm just going to list.
You get all right.
You get single payer, PPO.
Death camp.
HMO.
Free.
There's going to be.
Free handcuffs. Unlimited condoms.
Beans.
Shirts.
Cheddar cheese.
Silk sheets.
Hot air balloon,
karate,
dirigibles,
sticks,
zeppelins.
On a serious note, it's like all this political shit's going on, and all I can think is that we're completely fucked. And then I see like, Then I see like the Occupy people, and I'm like, we somehow agree that we're completely fucked, but I have no idea what you people are doing. Like you guys are like
we want
wearing,
some of your money.
You guys are wearing masks and sleeping in the gutter, and I don't know what you're accomplishing.
Not to mention
all.
Like just going out and busting out windows of a bunch of like independent local businesses. Yeah, like great. Did you really damn the man by like busting out like some guy who's like owned his own fucking printing business for 30 years? Like, are you really sticking it to the man?
It sucks being the last of the middle class, right? Because when shit turns and everyone wants to eat human flesh, all of a sudden, we're the accessible ones.
It's true. Yeah, you can't get into those ivory towers.
They're like, look at them in their car with their fear. We should eat their flesh.
Yeah, we don't have the money to create the arms to fight off the zombies, and yet we are not the zombies. So yeah,
and everyone that's rich is living in their fucking helicopter cities.
Yeah.
That's hard to access.
Sucking each other off in the air.
Oh,
there's like George Romero's Land of the Dead, which was horrible.
Yeah, he's lost his
fastball. There literally is like an ivory tower that Dennis Hopper lives in.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he live there?
And John Leguizamo gets in there.
Yeah,
John Leguizamo's not allowed.
Yeah, and it came out in like 2003.
Hey, House of Buggin was good.
I'm going to go do a jihad on his ass.
They said that in the movie?
Yes.
That's a little too soon.
Yeah. There's a comedian in San Francisco named Kevin Monroe, and he was making fun of the Occupy people where they're like camped out in front of Bank of America. And he's like, I'm pretty sure they just do those transactions electronically now. I know you guys think that there's going to be like some Monopoly man in a top hat walking towards the bank with these two giant sacks that have dollar signs on them and you can keep them from getting in there. But I'm pretty sure they just use computers.
I understand the symbolism of we're going to protest these big companies. But
I agree with like the idea of what they're protesting, but the way they're doing it makes no sense.
But the people that work at the banks or work at these retail places are like, look, I make a little bit of money, okay? I don't have those sacks of money that the Monopoly man is carrying around.
I love the idea of abolishing the corporate charter. Like, that gives me a straight-up raging hard-on. But you're not going to get that by protesting your fucking school. It's like, yeah, more fucking lib arts classes. It's like, no, asshole. You're dealing with the fucking system that is going to be fucking you for generations. You're probably going to want to work a little harder than I don't want to go to fucking class for COM 27.
If you're 20, though, you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than getting a job, right?
Like, oh, yeah, they're fucked. Like... They're fucked. I don't begrudge them the fact that they're fucked and even more fucked than we were, and I thought we were pretty fucked.
No, we get the good stuff. We get the low interest rate. Like, my student loans are getting paid the fuck off.
You get the low interest rate.
In like 45 years.
I went to 40 grand a year grad school when the interest rates were 6 and 8%.
You didn't lock in the fucking consolidation after the fact? You got fixed interest at 6?
No, they didn't have consolidation after the fact when I went to grad school.
You need to run.
They didn't have...
Hey, you got to flee. You got to fuck out of Dodge.
What are you still doing here?
When we were undergrads, we had the variable rate shit that you could lock in at a lower level. Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Didn't Congress just decide they weren't going to vote on the thing to keep the rate down to, and it's going to like spike to 6% or something?
Well, now the rate is...
Yeah, because of the gays.
The rate is lower. The rate is lower now than it was when I went to grad school.
We know the answer. If you gay marry, it locks it in.
Yeah, it locks it in at 7.
Thank God.
You pay 7 because of the gays.
And then gas prices is still low.
I did have someone today, of course, if you have enough Facebook friends, you're going to have someone who does the, oh, I think gays should get married, and so should little kids, and people who are pedophiles, and cats. And you're like, oh, God,
Brendan got in a Facebook fight. Yeah.
Did you really?
Well, yeah, I got in a Facebook fight about it, but I believe that bears mentioning the Adam Carolla character of Slippery Slope Man.
Yeah. Well, who did you get in a Slippery Slope?
Who did you get in a fight with?
You know, I actually took the high road because it was one of our friend Clint. Who's actually from the South, really nice guy. Yeah. He basically posted a Louis C.K. video, Louis C.K. talking about gay marriage and how funny he is, you know, and he said like, you know, right call, Mr. President, this is a great day or something like that, you know, and then like someone goes on there. First of all, it's like Bob and Terry, and it's like a guy with his arms around a girl, you know, like, and they're like
a prom photo.
Yeah, like a prom photo. Secretly gay. Out from behind. It's like Bob and Terry Jones, you know, like whatever it was. And I was like, what two people want to do behind closed doors is their own business. But when people want to change the law so that gay people can get married, that's crazy. I don't know what crap this is, but I'm teaching my kids to grow up with the Bible. I'm like, what are you going to do, hit them with it? And then I just said something like, great, so take your hatred and bigotry behind closed doors. Or like something like that. And it's like, and then he responded like, I don't hate anyone and I'm not a bigot, but I don't think that we should have laws that aren't based on Christian morals. You know, it's just like, Jesus Christ, you just shit all over the First Amendment in like two sentences more effectively than anyone else has in the history of humankind.
Well, now you're attacking religion.
Yeah. So anyway, and then it was just like, well, you know, Clint is a good guy, and he was raised this way, and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, okay, I don't want to get in a fight with, like, my friend's uncle who I've never met.
On his Facebook wall.
Yeah, on his Facebook wall. So I was just like, I just said, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree. Good luck getting the First Amendment overturned.
All right, I fully understand that gay people consider this a civil right, and it totally is. But at the same time, like, the pragmatist in me sort of wants to take the South Park solution, where it's like, couldn't we just give them everything that is marriage and then call it something different and then avoid this whole fucking retarded argument that people insist on having?
What you really want to do is you want to devalue marriage, which is the important thing. Where it's like, look, we're not really as a state supposed to reward what is inherently a religious thing. You guys want to keep that? Go fuck yourselves, right? Like, you can have marriage. Marriage isn't important. It's the fact that you don't get to fucking visit someone when they're dying. That should probably not be related anyway to your magical fucking ring ceremony.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem is, though, the marriage is just their semantic entry into the thing. In real life, they're just against gay people being together.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it's just – it's, like, weird that's, like
– Yeah, I know. We're always like, oh, let's be logical about this. And they're like, counterpoint, unicorns.
Yeah, I know, right? No, but it's like, I think we could give them all of the benefits of getting married, but gay people are like, oh, we deserve to be able to be married and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I agree with that. But at the same time, is marriage really that good? It's just a dumb thing that you say.
It's
a completely constructed societal magical make-believe piece of paper.
Which is why it belongs with religion. It's like, here's some magic. You're now magically bound by...
Can't we just let the people that believe in magical pieces of paper have their magical pieces of paper, we can come up with something else where they get all the actual functional
The problem
things.
Is they're not happy with those pieces of paper. They also want to say, you can't live your life this way because my book right here says so, homeboy.
Well, there's that, but then also when you get down to the practical parts of it, there's things like, if one partner works and the other doesn't, like, do they get health care?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying isn't there a way we could give all of the functional benefits of getting married while the people that believe in the magical piece of paper get to keep the magical piece of paper for...
I actually had a buddy who was working to try and find... He was a lawyer who was trying to find people that would consider their living situation domestic partners that were in no way romantically related as a legal...
Precedent.
Leverage point to get in and be like, what the fuck does it matter? Like, are we the American people enforcing reproduction? Because that seems fucked up. Like, that's a Russian shit to do, right? And then if we're not, then it's mostly about living situation and continued living situation. Do we want to enforce that?
Yeah.
That seems...
I know they're definitely trying the route of civil unions, though, because that sounds less – I mean, the crazies get less offended by that term, I guess. But, like, especially in California where what David Boies and the other guy got together, the actual gay community was like, please don't do this because you might set us back 20 years. Like, let us take these little incremental steps.
Versus what? Full-blown civil union?
Well, the problem is –
Don't
so
say
when
full-blown.
They, when
full game bang civil union.
When the two dudes took it up in California, the two big lawyers from Bush v. Gore.
Let me where they took it up. Say it.
They were.
Do it.
They were.
Do it. They took it up. Took it up where?
Renner style. But they were going for the full Monty. They were going for the whole
get
enchilada.
Over here, Jeremy. We're married.
Jeremy and Laramie recognize. Best Christmas card.
Oh,
ever.
It's Laramie Renner.
What would our celeb name be? Jerlair? I don't even know.
Aramie. Just Aramie.
But yeah, they were like, so they were trying to get basically what the whole, it's constitutional thing in the books. Like, you can't just outlaw people getting together kind of deal.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the gay community was like, the polls are on our side. Time is on our side. Just don't get these crazy people stirred up because they're going to try and get these amendments in. Like, we can just play this coy, play it cool. And in a couple of years, it'll be good to go.
It's just the hornet's nest thing where you piss them off enough and they come after you.
Yeah, you don't want Utah going against you.
I don't think I want Utah.
Period. Get rid of Utah.
You guys hold on to that place.
I also didn't like the...
Have fun with your salt lakes. That worked out real well for you.
I also didn't like where every Twitter post was like, fucking North Carolina is such a... Fucking fat, stupid losers. Fucking the South sucks. Blah blah.
That's part of Obamacare.
And I'm like, didn't California pass the same thing like 2 years ago?
Like 4 years ago.
Yeah. No one's a winner here.
No.
Slippery slope. No. A lot of slippery
slope. Maybe we shouldn't call them fat and stupid. Then that's that kind of just makes them do these things out of spite.
No.
I was surprised by the margin. The 60% kind of threw me. That seemed like a plurality.
It seems low.
Really?
For North Carolina.
Yeah. For those fat bigots.
I do know that if you're gay and you're living in North Carolina, you're thinking like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta get the fuck out.
And lose some fucking weight. I am so fat and gay in North Carolina.
I'm gonna jog to California.
It's just a shame that you can be gay and you have to be born to like redneck parents, because if it was anything else, it'd be like, well, dude, just move. Let them have that state, and you know, you could just do whatever. You know, we'll have a gay state over here, and then a non-gay state over there.
Wow.
What?
That sounds like a great idea, Hitler.
No,
why don't you just all get out of the country, or we'll round you up or something?
No.
Raise your hand if you're gay. Okay, you're coming with us.
We got a great
in a bad way. It's just like, hey,
you can't live here anymore.
We're gonna have
FYI.
We're gonna have separate schools.
We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun over here
without you.
We're gonna have fun over here. And if they want to not have fun, that's their business. They can not have fun over there.
All right, so you're gay. You're coming with us. I don't want to leave. You have to. Rules are rules.
I love how that explanation totally depends on where Vince pictures himself living. Like in his explanation, he's like, yeah, I'm totally going to the gay state. Guys.
Well, yeah, that's where the property values are high. They make everything all cool there.
But yeah, you sound like a Hitler.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
All right, guys. Yeah, you got to go.
That's my explanation for everything that doesn't make sense. I'm just saying.
Just been saying.
Fuck you guys. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah.
The gay state would be great. You don't want to hang out with your girlfriend.
That's kind of where we live.
You don't want to hang out with your girlfriend on the weekend. You're like, hey, all those guys want to go shopping with you. Sweet. I get to watch football.
We kind of did move
Which
to
is totally
state.
Not gay.
I hate to tell you. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, that got earnest.
It did.
It's weird. Whoever you want to bone.
You know what I mean, Vern?
We start out making fun of everything, and then we get drunk, and suddenly we want to be serious about things.
Let's talk about important things while I jerk off.
Well, Laramie, it's been real. I wish you luck with all your future morning show appearances.
Thank you. It's the last time I put one on Facebook, I'll tell you that.
We'll find them.
I got a Google alert now.
Yeah.
We will find them, and we will play them on the broadcast.
We have a specific set of skills.
That was a lot of lists.
Brendan, you wanna give Adam and Eve a plug?
Sure. Yeah, so if you're plumbing Jeremy Renner's depths, why not do it with some sort of man tool you receive from adamandeve.com? He'll like it. You will put him in the Hurt Locker with the double prong IE dildo.
It's not called Adam and
Eve. He can't finish. It's too good.
This will cause major explosive damage.
I'll give you a Hawkeye.
And then you, oh man, come on, Laramie. I was in the middle of my ad.
Laramie, you're going to get us unsponsored.
Use the promo code FRAUT. That's all I ask.
Finish out strong.
And then everyone's going to jizz all over each other in like 10 years. Everyone can get married. It'll be cool.
AdamEve.com.
I'm going to marry a tree.
It's a slippery slope. All of a sudden, what if you want to marry a dildo?
You can't just use the term frot, F-R-O-T.
And you could marry that dildo.
Marry the dildo.
Marry the dildo.
Come on, Billy. Let's go get robo-fucked.
It never gets old. Obamacare
equals robo-fucked.
Oh, I'm going to carry that sign to every internal meeting I go to.
What? I mean, do you guys want to get robo-fucked? Because that's what Obamacare is leading to.
Okay. I want
to
do some robo-fucking.
Who do I have to sign up to
Maybe
get a
like
robot
some cyborg
dick?
Fucking?
You just use the promo code FRAUD. You get robo-fucked all day.
Who do I have to... What gay guy do I have to marry
Dude,
to
you
robo-fuck?
Go to adamandeve.com.
Who do I have to blow to robo-fuck somebody?
You get 50% off robo-fucking and 3 free DVDs.
We'll send you a robot wiener. You can strap that shit on. Play like the pros.
Jack Nicholson.
That's right. Played just like Jack Nicholson.
He's the best golfer I ever met. And then fucked.
World champion RoboFuck.
Him and Robert Evans are just getting elbow deep in some cyborg ass.
In the milk witch bath.
I swear, it's lube for robots.
Oh, robots use milk for lube and then you die.
Was she beautiful? You bet. Was she alkaline? No doubt about it.
Brandon.
All right. Thanks, Laramie, for coming on.
Thank you. I'm going to marry a tree.
Yes.
Not my tree, you son of a bitch.
Hey, guess what? I'm taking your right to marry that tree, and I'm marrying
not in my America. You
keep your hands off my America. Tree.
Hey, it's your business who you want to marry, but you can't marry that tree.
Hey, it wasn't Adam or not old.
I didn't get my dick replaced by a robot dick to not marry a tree. You son of a bitch.
I didn't get my dick wrapped in birch bark to not stick it in a tree. Okay.
Thanks, Obama.
I'm just picturing you with like a little jackhammer robot penis. That just
yeah, it's pneumatic. I got like a compressor tank off to the side. I'm going to fuck the fuck out of that
tree. You know how he got that? He used the promo code FRAUD.
On AdamandEve.com?
He got 50% off of his pneumatic robo-drill.
All right.
His pneumatic robo-drill, though.
Robo-drill, though. It's for tree fucking. You can do that in America now.
All right. Follow Bernsey. Follow Mike Michelson.
I'm claiming that right now.
Follow Laramie, at Laramie on... on Twitter.
On AdamandEve.com.
On AdamandEve.com. He's a promo code fraud.
Hashtag fraud.
All right. Oh, we got the giggles.
This is going south.
Bail us out,
to North Carolina. We could never get married.
You can't marry anything in North Carolina. Too fat and stupid.
All right. Broadcast@gmail.com. Until next week, good night and good chins.